Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're going to be preaching now on John chapter number 9. Hope it's a blessing to you as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is part number 1 of the message.
John chapter number 9 is where we're going to be the text this evening. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, made clay spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He said unto him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" There's a difference. Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I'm he. I'm the one. I'm the same man." Therefore said they unto him, "How are thine eyes opened?" Notice that question right there. How were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, 'Where is he?' And he said, 'I know not.' And they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind." I want to preach tonight on the subject, on the topic, a blind man who was healed and then ridiculed. If you will, look down there with me before we pray. Look down with me real quickly, down towards the end of the chapter. There's a great portion of where this man is healed, and then there's some ridicule from the Pharisees. And we get on down there to the end. And I want you to see some things real quickly before we pray. The Bible says down there in verse number 34, "They answered and said unto him, 'Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?' And they cast him out." I want to tell you tonight, the world's cast me out. But I got one who brought me in. Before we begin tonight, looking at chapter number 9, we find that Jesus gave himself the title, "The Light of the World." In chapter number 9, Jesus does something miraculous. He heals a man that was blind from his birth. Now, our Lord had no doubt performed many miracles and in order to meet human needs, the blind, he healed the lame, he touched, raised the dead, all of those things, healing those needs, touching the needs of the physical. But no doubt he also performed miracles in order to teach spiritual lessons. Just think of it this way, that he would perform these miracles to teach people who he was. You young people just sang about it just a minute ago. We've seen who he is through signs and wonders, amen. But also, I want you to know this, I've seen him by the grace of God tonight. I've seen him in a new light. I've seen what the Lord can do, not just in the outskirts, not just in the outer sense, but can I tell you, I know what he's done for me internally tonight, personally, through salvation. In this chapter, we're introduced to a man who was blind from birth. And he had never seen God's creation. He had never seen the face of his mother or the face of his father. But then one day, everything changed for this man. And that day was when Jesus Christ passed his way. Can I tell you, everything changed for me that night, amen. When the Lord Jesus Christ passed by my way, amen. And he passed by with an unusual task. But can I tell you tonight, I'm thankful of the day that he came my way. I'm thankful of the day that he came by my pew. I'm thankful of the day he came by my church and changed my life. Now, he ain't never been the same since. Everything changed that day. While receiving his sight was awesome, the true miracle, however, was how that this man opened his heart and he allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to become his Savior. Can I tell you, he could have died and left this world blind, but I want you to know this, physically blind, but had he died this world blind and went to hell, it would not have been worth anything. But I want to tell you this tonight. Thank God, I'm glad that he not only got a physical healing, aren't you thankful he got a spiritual healing as well? Hey, listen tonight, I'm thankful that the Lord cannot just touch us physically, but also help us spiritually. Now this tonight is, I'm not going to read this whole chapter, it's pretty long, but I feel that there's an important chart of progression when it comes to this man in the text. What we see is we see a man who goes from a place of darkness to a place of light, but then we see this man grow into a place of purpose. I want you to see that tonight. Notice first of all, the question about this man's condition. Verses 1 through 5. And Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, here's the question, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, he said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, these disciples, I believe, knew that sickness was the result of sin. We know that too tonight. Obviously, we understand that when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, that sin, we entered a sin-cursed world, amen. And from that moment, we find death and sickness and hardship. And I mean, all of those things are the result of man's sin. However, I also see them asking another question. Remember, we're talking about tonight this question concerning this man's blindness. They're asking the Lord, they're saying, is it something that he done? Y'all remember the story of David and Bathsheba. Y'all understand the story there. Whenever David sinned against the Lord, whenever he did that, there was a punishment that came, and the punishment was in the form of his four sons dying. There was a punishment there. Is it this man's fault, or is it his parents? Is this condition brought about because of punishment, or is this condition, what's it? Why does he have this problem? Now, his condition a result of sin? Whose fault? Jesus said neither. Maybe you're here tonight and you've got some form of disability. And you've often thought, God, why in the world did you allow me to be born with this ailment? Why did you allow me to have this problem? And your disability is not the result of maybe your personal sin. You was born with it or something happened. But it was a result of Adam and Eve's sin and being born into a sin-cursed world. But notice the question about sin is answered by the Lord Jesus. He says in verse number 3 that the works of God should be made manifest in him. One of the old men of God told me one time, he said, There was never a person that Jesus passed by that he did not help. I'm talking about somebody that was in a need, somebody was in desperation. When the Lord saw that need, that blindness, and they called out to him, the Lord couldn't help but stop in the way and demonstrate his compassion unto them. I'm telling you tonight, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. And just as this man was born with this blindness, just as this God knew before he created the mud seals of this world that this man is going to be sitting in this location, this man is going to be a beggar, this man is going to be in blindness, he knows the time, he knows the season, he knows what's happening all around this man. He knew the story better than the man knew himself. And God has a plan. He's got a plan for your life. You say, preacher, I was born with this ailment. I was born with this disability. I've got this problem in my life, and I don't know what to do with it. And while this man could not see that plan, and while this man could not understand God's plan, while this man struggled with work and hardship, while his whole life he faced disability with disability and weakness upon weakness, God needed him to be in this place so that he could show the rest of the world who he is. And it just might be tonight that the struggles to which you're going through might be because God needs to use your situation to show everybody else that you work with and everybody else that you live around just who God is in your life. Jesus said the works of God should be made manifest in him. That word manifest, meaning demonstrated, made clear. He's trying to show them something. God takes this horrible situation of a man, this beggar, this blind man. He takes his situation and he begins to show something very clear to everybody around him. We've looked and seen the question concerning his condition. But let's look number two, the questionable method of this man's healing. Look at this, verse number six. When he thus spoken, he spat on the ground. That's unusual. And made clay spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Now, if a blind man came in tonight and we was to spit on the ground, and we was to try to make the same clay spittle, and we was to put it upon his eyes, I don't think it's going to work. This was an unusual method. You could almost say, this is not how you receive sight. No, we would say it a lot different ways, but I find that unusual.
Well, I hate to break in right there, but that's all the time that we have for the broadcast today. And I was thinking while we were looking at this text, you know, God's ways are not our ways. And he does things at times that are very unusual in our lives. But God always has a purpose for the reason why that he does things. Tune back in tomorrow for the second half of the message. And we appreciate you tuning in today. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.